IVM.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the 23rd episode of the Sponge Podcast, Leadership Lessons I Learned from My Clients by Ambi Parmeshwaran. As always, I'm joined by Ambi. Today, we're going to be talking about Doodh Ki Safedi, customer focus. Hi, Ambi.
Hi, good to be back.
Hey, this is going to be an interesting conversation. You know, I mean, like, I think the first thing we should get into, right, we're going to be talking about a legendary figure in the marketing space in this country, but also a figure who might not be as familiar to our audience as we would hope we would have liked, right? So can you briefly kind of tell people a little bit about who we're going to be discussing?
Okay, so we're going to be talking about Karsanbhai Patel, the person who created a company and a brand called Nirma. Mm. Karsanbhai Patel is not just a marketing maven, but he is a corporate pioneer. Mm. He's a guy who actually took on the might of Hindustan Lever and gave them a bloody nose almost. Mm-hmm. Right. So let me go back. You know, Mr. Karsanbhai Patel, or we call him Karsanbhai, actually started his life as a chemist in a public sector government undertaking in Ahmedabad. And as he was a chemist, he used to fool around with chemicals and make interesting things. And then he discovered that when he mixed three or four different chemicals, he could produce a product which could act like a detergent powder.
Okay.
Okay. And then he could figure out that this detergent powder could actually perform the job which, say, a very expensive powder like Surf would do. And so he said, look, how much would it cost? And he figured out he could make a kilo of this detergent powder for about 3 or 4 rupees, whereas a kilo of Surf then was costing something like 12 rupees or 13 rupees. So it was like one-third the price of Surf. So he actually used to make these sachets at home or wherever, in a garage or wherever, put them on a cycle and cycle around selling them.
Okay.
And there was a big demand for the detergent he was making. And then he started scaling up. He gave it a name, Nirma, which is actually a name of his daughter who passed away at a very young age. So in fact, he put her drawing, you know, on the cover of the
bag. Oh, really? That's actually his daughter?
That's his daughter. So the product took off, and then he set up a plant and started manufacturing it. And interestingly, those days, the government of India had some rule about if you make a product without using electricity, you don't need to pay excise duty. As a result...
Oh, really?
Yeah. There was a rule of that.
Okay.
And as a result, he could actually offer Nirma at a crazily low price, you know, one-third the price of Surf.
Interesting.
And the brand took off, and he kept expanding capacity. Hmm. And then he did backward integration. So he was using soda ash as a raw material in his product. So he set up a soda ash plant. He was using a lot of plastic, you know, to make the sash, the pouches.
Right.
He started making those plastics and printing those plastics. And I would say around, I personally worked on the business somewhere around 95 or 96. Mm. At that stage, around 95, Nirma detergent powder, washing powder Nirma, was the number one washing powder in terms of tonnage in the country. He had expanded Nirma into soap. First was detergent powder, then was detergent cake, Nirma detergent cake, and then he had launched Nirma beauty soap.
Okay.
These were all huge brands, right?
Right.
Nirma powder in the early 90s, washing powder Nirma was probably twice the size of Surf. The Nirma detergent cake was probably twice the size of Rin detergent cake. And people don't believe it, but washing powder Nirma was more than probably 70% the size of Lux.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And Karsanbhai, his native intelligence, he figured out that television works best.
Right.
So he was one of the first early Indian pioneers to use television in a very, very aggressive manner.
iconic jingle, right?
Yeah, so that particular ad, which is, you know, washing powder nirma, doodh si safedi, nirma se aayi, rangin kapde ko, you know.
Dhul mil jaye, yeah, something like that, yeah.
And
Shushma Sunita, remember it, yeah.
Shushma Sunita, sabka pasand, nirma nirma, right? So this ad he created and he ran it on Doordarshan those days. Uh-huh. And every kid in every road used to know this jingle backwards,
right.
And they used to know the Nirma brand backwards. The company, you know, today is not, you know, has not kept pace, and of course, Hindustan Lever, for the first 5 years of Nirma's growth, kept convincing themselves and the bosses, their bosses in London, that Nirma is not really a competition to us, you know, because they said, look, we are a detergent powder, whereas Nirma is a washing powder,
right?
And then
right.
It was really 5 years later that someone said, look, I mean.
Detergent, you know, washing is the same
it's
function,
washing
right?
The same thing, man. So let's, you know, what are you guys going to do about it? And
that's when HUL came out.
Yeah, that's when HUL
right?
came wheel. So yes. They figured out that we need to fight Nirma. We need to create a product like Nirma. Right. And they launched wheel with Nimbuka power. And they managed to figure out supply chain economics. And therefore, they could actually price a wheel 5 paise less than Nirma.
Okay.
And then they stopped Nirma's growth. And then they grabbed back a lot of market share from Nirma.
Right.
But, you know, interestingly, around, I think, 90 or 91, I was at an Ad Asia conference in Malaysia when the director of marketing of Hindustan Lever was making a presentation. Mm-hmm. And he said, look, you know, I worked in marketing for 30 years of my life. I've launched a lot of brands. But there is one man from whom I've learned more in the last 3-4 years than anyone else in my life, entire life. And he flashed the picture of Karsanbhai Patel.
That's, that's as good a compliment as you can get, right?
Absolutely.
When your key competition is saying that you are the person to learn from.
Yeah, so that's absolutely, you know, wonderful of, you know, Mr. Shunusen to do that. But I think that's those true.
Right.
Because Karsanbhai Patel taught a lot of multinationals how to understand India.
Right, right.
How to curate a product for the Indian market, because Indian consumer is very value conscious. Mm-hmm. You cannot bring your international products and try and sell them here. These Indian guys, you know, Indian housewives especially need value. Yep. And he did a great job, and it's an iconic company, an iconic brand.
Yep. Yeah. You know, so how did you start working with them? Like, what was the context in which you guys first started speaking?
So we didn't work with them for a long period. We worked with them probably for about 2 to 3 years.
Okay.
We were roped in because they were going to go for an IPO in 1996. And so we were called in to, you know, work on the IPO campaign.
Okay.
You know, those days, unlike now, I think 6 months before the IPO, you could actually do proper advertising of your brand, right? So we created a memorable television spot, which ran on TV. We also created a set of 3 print ads, which ran on newspapers. And I think we created a tagline, which I think captured what Nirma is all about, which is better products, better value, better living.
Right.
So Nirma was about that, you know, that finally offering a washing powder at 4 rupees, you actually took away a lot of tedium from the lives of a lot of middle class Indian women. So it's about not just better value, but it's also better living.
Interesting.
So which was a line which I think I don't know whether they're still using it, but they were using it for many, many years.
Right. No, it seems to fit the ethos of what they do very
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. And so we got involved in that IPO campaign. We did that. After that, when we were sitting and talking with Karsanbhai, he said, you know, maine ye thoda naya product mein try kar raha hu, aap log dekho kaisa hai. So and he gave us, and it was a toothpaste.
Interesting.
So we said, wow, Nirma toothpaste. He said, haan, aap try karke dekho, ichmal karke dekho.
Right.
So we took about 20 of those packs and came back to Bombay to see if, you know.
So, you know, when you were mentioning this in the book, you mentioned this idea of that as advertising professionals, the second he spoke about toothpaste to you, you had this brand extension do's and don'ts matrix which flashed through your heads, right? Can you talk a little bit about like what that is and how that kind of plays out?
You know, in classical, you know, a classical brand management books, and I've written a few of them as well, there are areas where a brand can go and areas where a brand can't go. So when I sometimes talk about Nirma, you know, washing powder Nirma, and how Nirma became a very big beauty soap, and it was a beauty soap almost 70% the size of Lux, a lot of my, you know, students in class, say, no, I don't think it's possible. You know, why will anyone buy the same brand which they use for washing their soap and apply it on their skin? But the fact is, Nirma, into the middle class and the lower middle class Indian consumer, Nirma is just a symbol of, shall we say, a guarantee of particular quality at a particular price. So I know that when I buy a Nirma beauty soap, I'm not going to get the same quality of, let's say, a Dove or a Pears or a Lux or a Santoor or whatever. I'm not going to get that quality. But I'm also not paying that price. I'm paying half the price of Lux.
Right.
And as long as I get more than half the quality of Lux, I'm okay. So in classical do's and don'ts, you may say, look, this brand is a cleaning brand.
Right.
It's a house care brand. So a Nirma washing powder, you can then launch a Nirma floor cleaner. You may want, can launch a Nirma dishwasher. You can launch a Nirma toilet cleaner.
Right.
But you can't launch a Nirma beauty soap. You can't launch a Nirma toothpaste. Why will anyone put something like Nirma into their mouth? So that was the first doubt we had. You know, washing powder, okay. Detergent cake, okay. Beauty soap, okay. But will someone put a Nirma toothpaste in their mouth?
Interesting. So how did that play out? Did they wind up working?
So we had our doubts. So we said, look, let's go and talk to consumers. So we set up two of our, you know, planning teams to go to two different parts of India. We want to go to rural Maharashtra and rural UP. So these guys literally went into small towns and, you know, in the jhopadis in the small towns. And they actually went out in the morning.
Okay.
Saw people actually brushing their teeth in the morning.
I remember that when I was a kid.
And then they gave them the toothpaste.
Yeah.
So, and we had recorded these conversations. They said, look, Nirma toothpaste. So, istemal karoge aap? Haan, kyun nahi?
Right.
So, people happily took Nirma toothpaste. They brushed with Nirma toothpaste and they said, haan, it's very good. Why is it good, bhai? It's very pungent. It's strong. And they said, it is strong like Nirma. Nirma is a very strong washing powder. It removes dirt. So this looks like a very strong toothpaste. It will clean my teeth very well.
Right.
Will they buy it? They said, yeah, they'll buy it. Mm. So after these, you know, 10, 20 conversations, we kind of said, let's do some don'ts, you know, our branding needs to be revisited. because, you know, Nirma toothpaste seems to be a good product to put the Nirma brand on.
Right.
So we went back to Karsan Bhai with that finding of ours. To say, look, we've gone and talked to consumers. Looks like there is a lot of interest in buying the Nirma toothpaste.
Right.
But then the story changed after that. Right?
Okay.
So by the time we went back to present to Karsan Bhai and we told him all that, and Karsan Bhai said, look, thank you, you know, it's a good thing that people like my toothpaste. But, you know, I'm very clear that if I'm launching a product, my product has to be half the price of the market leader.
Right.
And it has to deliver 75% of the performance of the market leader.
Okay.
Anything less than 75%, it can offer more than 75%.
Right.
But less than 70%, no. Because my customer is a very value for money customer.
Right.
So at that time, I remember, I think it was, you know, he said, Colgate dental cream is selling 10 rupees for a 100 gram, 50 gram pack.
Right.
So that's the MRP, 10 rupees MRP. And if I have to be successful, Nirma toothpaste MRP should be 5 rupees. Colgate gives probably 50 paise to 1 rupee to the retailer to sell.
Right.
Right, so they give 5% to
10%. Correct.
I can't do that. I normally give more.
Right.
Because I don't have this large field force and all that, so I need to incentivize the trade.
Correct.
So as a result, I have to give more to my distributor, I have to give more to the retailer. In the end, I have to make my toothpaste profitably at 3 rupees.
Right.
In order to sell it at 5 rupees. That I don't think I can, given the current cost constraints. So he abandoned the project. Because he said, we told him, look, what about 6 or 7 rupees? He said, no.
Right.
6, 7 rupees, my customer will not pay.
Right. They'd rather get Colgate for 10 than 6 or 7.
Yeah.
Rupees.
So 6, 7, they will not pay. So we have to, you know, I understand my customer. My customer wants better quality at a half the price.
Very interesting in today's world where people think they can make it up in volume, right?
Yeah, I mean, today, you know, you say that, you know, there is a Tim long run. We use terms like wrong runway, yeah, etc. But Mr. Karsanbhai was very clear. He said, no, I have to start making money from the first year. I cannot wait for volumes to grow, etc. But, you know, thinking back, you know, I mean, later I was discussing with him, but thinking back, one of the trick we missed was probably that we thought of a 50-gram pack. Now, right, if we had thought of a 200-gram pack, and let's say a 200-gram pack of Colgate was 40 rupees.
Right.
What if Nirma had come with a 200-gram pack at 15 rupees or 20 rupees?
Right.
Would the consumer have bought it?
It would have changed the math for him.
It could have changed the math, because later, many years, I think 10 years after the Nirma toothpaste story happened, Ajanta toothpaste did that strategy.
Okay.
They came with a big pack at half the price of Colgate.
Colgate's big pack.
And they managed to grab 4 to 5% market share.
Interesting.
With a completely a name like Ajanta, which is completely generic. Which is for clocks, you know, whatever. But we missed that. I mean, I think we missed that, collectively missed that trick.
Right, right.
But what was interesting was Karsanbhai was very clear. He said, look, I understand my customer. I understand my retailer. If I want them to buy Nirma, I have to sell it at this price.
Interesting.
Anything more than that? No, nothing.
Interesting. You know, you're talking about the brand as like an important part of this, right? So, I mean, like, you know, I'd like to ask you two things over here, right? So, first, in this case, they did not extend the brand in a way which was outside of your matrix, right? They basically decided against it because of cost pressures. Can you think?
Yeah, but, you know, in a sense, they'd already gone outside the matrix. Right. You know, they took a wash, you know,
so I was gonna
washing powder into a beauty product.
So I was going to ask you, can you think of some examples where people would have gone outside the matrix and extended a brand that did kind of work for them?
No, currently Patanjali has proven everyone wrong.
Their
matrix goes all over the place.
That's right.
You know, it's really the matrix of the Matrix movie type.
Okay, right?
Three-dimensional, four-dimensional, five-dimensional. So he's gone all over. But,
right.
But a lot of brands have taken their brand into new areas. Like, who would have thought Apple could be selling content?
That's true.
Right? You started with laptops and, you know, and then all sorts of things. Yep. And Amazon is into delivering,
content.
Television content. Yeah. So, I mean, today, you know, brands are kind of going
into all different
a lot
kinds
of things.
Of
and, of course, Tata's, of course, straddle from tea to salt to steel to software.
Right.
And if you go to Korea, you go to Japan, you have brands which kind of straddle.
They were Samsung.
Yeah, if you look at Mitsubishi, they make pens, they also make ships, you know, they make cars, they make, you know.
Right.
Everything. So, I think at least in India, in the FMCG space, brands tend to stand for a symbol of quality.
So, you know, let's kind of end with one last thing that you mentioned, right? You were talking about in your book the article from Harvard Business Review called Rethinking Marketing, right? And I'm coming at this from the brand perspective, right? Over there, what the thesis of that article is that essentially since we interact with our customers so much more and we know our customers so much better than we used to, it's important to you put customers at the center of the equation rather than brand at the center of the equation. How do you think that that has played out over the last couple of years and...
Maybe we are still doing lip service to that.
Okay.
Which is why I wrote about it, saying, look, Karsanbhai Patel was not the CEO of the company. He was also the chief customer officer of the company.
Right.
So what this article is saying is, in addition to having a CMO, the chief marketing officer, company should look at having a chief customer officer.
Right.
The customer officer is focused on only the customer. Hmm. How do they live? What do they use? How do they use the product, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So they represent the customer, you know, in the company and not just look at bottom line and top line and stuff like that.
Right.
So, you know, since Karsanbhai was that, he understood his customer so well. And that's why I brought that, you know, HBR article as a counterpoint to do this, you know.
So. Awesome. Great. So I think that's a good place to end this episode. And we'll be back next week with chapter 24, You're Fired.
Yeah, thank you. Yep. Don't fire me today.
I'm not firing you yet. No, not yet. We have another 6 episodes to go.